Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, Radio Time, TuneIn. We're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. And you know, we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Carol Butler of Pembroke Title. Specializing in residential and commercial closings, Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. And don't forget to ask about their military and musicians discounts. Joining me here in the studio for the very first time, Mr. Rob Oliver. How are you, sir?
I am fantastic.
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming down here and spending part of your Sunday with us. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
I'm going to play an original song of mine. It's called Changing Through the Years.
Okay, here's Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Changing through the years, open up your ears and listen to your heart. Maybe you're one of the lucky ones who understands the path they're on from the very start. We are nothing but the things we try and hide, too afraid to let the goodness come outside. We are nothing but the things we try and hide, too afraid to let the goodness come outside. Changing through the years, the friends that disappear can be heard from again. Things may happen for a reason, fate might be a demon that we fight from within. Or we could be part of a story always filled with worry until we reach the end. We are nothing but the things we try and hide, too afraid to let the goodness come outside. We are nothing but the things we try and hide, too afraid to let goodness come outside. Let's shine a light upon the darkness deep inside. Let's shine a light upon the darkness deep inside. Let's shine a light upon the darkness deep inside. Let's shine a light upon the darkness deep inside. Let's shine a light upon darkness deep inside. Let's shine a light upon the darkness deep inside.
Yeah. Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, I've said you're from Virginia Beach. Are you originally from Virginia Beach?
Well, I'm from a faraway Chesapeake. I'm from Chesapeake. Yes. And I migrated to Virginia Beach about 21 or so, and I've stayed there the whole time.
Yeah. Now, you play around here a lot, don't you? You play with a lot of different people.
I do. You know, it's been a really great year. I've done a lot of mostly solo gigs this year.
Mm-hmm.
And in anticipation of coming here, I was just kind of looking at a few things in my schedule. So June, July, August, I played over 60 gigs.
Wow.
So it was a very busy summer.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you don't just play out. You are also a teacher, right?
I do, yeah. I give private lessons. I work for two different places. I work for Ego Music, and I work for Music Makers, which is over in Hilltop.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. And you don't just play. You don't just teach guitar. You teach a lot of different instruments, right?
Yeah, guitar, harmonica, ukulele, and bass.
Hmm.
Most people want to learn guitar. And then I get a lot of ukulele, which is really fun. I love teaching ukulele. And I'll have to say, I would love to teach a lot more harmonica, but for some strange reason,
It's not a popular...
That many... I know.
It's not a popular instrument right now?
I don't get it, but, you know, I love it to death.
Well, a lot of people around here play their harmonica, and that's kind of surprising that other people don't want to pick it up. That's kind of strange.
They do, yeah. And, I mean, I've made a point to try to know most of them. All the harmonica players.
We're
a pretty tight-knit group, and it's a bunch of great, great people.
So. You know Marianne Tobos, then.
I do know Marianne, yes.
Yeah, she's quite the harmonica player.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
Yeah, so you've been writing a lot of songs lately, you were telling me.
I have, yeah. I've always written music, but, you know, just kind of been feeling really inspired this year. And, you know, so many of my friends who just have... local friends who have all these CDs out, you know, and I want to be part of the gang. So I have a goal of I would like to release an album next year, and I've already been talking with someone about, you know, doing some recording. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah. And by the way, we are live on Facebook right now. If you see this come up in your feed, please share it with your friends so everybody can see Rob and enjoy his music here this morning. And you were telling me that your coming on the show kind of egged you on to finish a song.
Yeah, actually, so both of the originals I'm going to play, yeah, that first one I just played, when you told me I had just started writing, and I was like, well, is it good? Well, let me go ahead and finish this and get some time to to work it out. So I think it's finished. So we'll see. I'm pretty sure it's finished.
It's probably finished.
Yeah, and then I had another one that I just, so that one was about a month old, and another one I just wrote in the past few weeks that I'm going to be doing for my third song.
Okay. Well, what would you like to play for us here? What is this going to be?
Well, this is a song I've really loved for a long time, and I sort of forgot about it, but I started adding it into my set, and it is... You know, I should have looked up who wrote it originally, but I know it from Eric Clapton, and it's Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, here's Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I live the life of a millionaire. Spent all my money, didn't have any cares. Took all my friends out for a mighty good time. Drank bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. Then I began to fall so low. Lost all my good friends, had nowhere to go. Get my hands on a dollar again, I'll hang on to it, to that old evil grin. 'Cause nobody knows you when you're down and out.
in your pocket, not one penny. And as for friends, you don't have many. When you get back on your feet again, everybody wants to be your long lost friend. I said it straight, without any doubt. Nobody knows you when you're down. Not one penny. And as for friends, you don't have any. When you get back on your feet again, everybody wants to be your long lost friend. I said it straight, without any doubt. Nobody knows you. Nobody knows you. Nobody knows you when you're down and out.
Yeah, Hunter at Sunrise here with Rob Oliver. And you know, you got me curious because when you said that it was an Eric Clapton song, or you had heard it from Eric Clapton, I said, well, I have to find out who wrote that song.
I know, it's really old, yeah.
Yeah, it's from Jimmy Cox in 1923.
Ooh.
Wrote that song. So that is a blues standard with a capital B, I would say. But,
nice, that's almost 100 years old.
Yeah, I know. Right. Gosh, is it really? 1923. Gosh, I can't believe that. But gosh, well, thanks for doing that. That was cool. That was really cool.
Thank you. Thank you. I love that song.
Once again, we are Facebook Living this. So if you see it in your feed, just share it with your friends. And a lot of people can check out Rob here this morning. So what other kind of music do you like besides the blues?
Well, yeah. You know, I grew up liking, you know, when I think way back, things like I was, you know, just talking about this with someone. My first tape I ever bought was Beastie Boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that, and then like when I was really young, you know, liked Metallica and stuff like that. But then, you know, in high school and all that, a lot of alternative music. You know, I loved a lot of that, the '90s stuff, Nirvana and Pearl Jam. And,
you know, you got to fight for your right to party.
You do. Right? That's true. That's very true. And I learned that from the Beastie Boys. But yeah, so I like, you know, a lot of different stuff. And but lately, you know, the past, really once I started playing harmonica a lot a few years ago, I've always liked the blues, but I just got really, really into it. And I really, just as a musician, it's something that anything where you get to improvise and you don't need to play it the same way every time. I mean, I love pop music. I love the Beatles and things like that. But sometimes as a musician, pop music can be a little stifling when you're supposed to play something the same way all the time. So
yeah.
I think that's why a lot of guys like blues and jazz and things like that. You really get to, you know, go off in different directions with it.
You know, it strikes me a lot of time with the blues is that it goes away, it seems, for a little bit. And then suddenly another generation discovers it and brings it back in a wholly new, different way. It's really quite amazing about blues. It's been around forever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you think that it started in Mississippi and Chicago and places like that. And then suddenly some band like Led Zeppelin picks it up and it's a wholly different ball game. Or Jimi Hendrix, you know, it's just a whole different ball game. But anyway, what else would you like to play for us here? We're talking with Rob Oliver, by the way.
I'm going to do another new song that I just finished recently. And yeah, I just wrote it just in the past few weeks.
Okay.
It's called Worn Out Blues.
Excellent. Here's Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thank you.
running through my mind. Woke up with the morning sun. You can't rely on anyone. Working hard, no rest, no play. Take it easy, don't complain. When you got your job to do, look out, boy, they're coming through. Living goes by oh so fast. You got to make the good times last. When that working day is done, put your arms around someone.
Yeah. Rob Oliver here on Hunter at Sunrise. Do you, in your teaching of the guitar, do you have a number of people come through that want to eventually learn how to play the blues type guitar?
You know, some of them, a lot of people, it, you know, it's, it really varies. We teach a lot of children. Like one that pops into mind when you ask that question is one of my students who just... All they wanted to play was video game music, you know?
Oh.
And that's tough. And,
like Joe Satriani or something like that?
Well, the stuff, you know, it's basically as complex as that. And just stuff that's just, I mean, just, I would tell them, like, you know, I can't play this stuff. I mean, it was like, this is really fast. But that's just what he liked, you know? And so, you know, you try to do your best to help people.
Had he already worked on the guitar such that he could play fast? Or?
No, he was only 10 years old. He's a great kid. I love him. But he, you know, he just lofty ambitions.
Well, it's interesting that that young people would be inspired by the music in video games. I know they've shown up at really strange places, the songs and stuff that are in video games.
Sure. I mean, these days, right? I mean, video games and all that stuff, it's so popular. I mean,
yeah.
It's almost like a sport these days. So to them, that's...
That's where music starts is with
sure,
them.
Sure, right? I mean, to them, it's like that's that kind of medium is just as, you know, like to us CDs or something.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, thank you so much for coming on here today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and next week we have Jennifer Gammel on the show, and you say you know Jennifer.
I do, yeah. I met her. We both did Live on Atlantic this summer.
Oh, okay.
Which is playing out at the oceanfront.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we became friends, and she's really great, very talented musician.
Excellent. Well, she'll be our guest next week. And Rob, thank you so much for coming down here today.
Thank you, Hunter.